This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Now, 7 after the hour on the DJV program. The Dougster, Mr. Stefan, is here along with Jennifer, Ms. Horn, and Victoria, Ms. Keelan. We have Adam, the Italian stallion at the controls in our studio in Washington, to try to pronounce the name. Can you even, how do you spell it? C something, right?
That's close enough, Doug. That's good enough.
Adam C. But I don't get how Adam goes with an Italian name. There's nothing Italian about Adam. If anything, it's sort of Israeli. Adam is a Jewish name for the most part. Well, maybe your parents are ecumenical. That could be the story behind that story.
That about his parents.
Well, yeah. Ecumenical. Right. All right. So, Jennifer, yes. Let's turn our attention to the problem at hand. We have lots of problems. Let's see if we can solve or address the problem, anyway, of opioids. It's not getting any better, it would seem.
It is not getting any better, although there are some reports in the United States that say that the usage is starting to go down very slowly, but Johnson & Johnson is not feeling that. They were the subjects, they were the defendants, if you will, of a big court case that just wrapped up. It was the case that was first to go to trial out of thousands of lawsuits filed against makers of opioids and distributors of opioids. They were involved in almost 400,000 overdose deaths in the U.S. from 1999 to 2017, according to the CDC. Since 2000, 6,000 people in Oklahoma alone have died from opioid overdoses, according to the state's lawyers. Earlier this year, Oklahoma settled with OxyContin maker, Purdue Pharma for $270 million. Then they settled with Teva Pharmaceutical for $85 million, leaving Johnson & Johnson as the lone defendant in this case. It was decided this week during a seven-week non-jury trial that Johnson & Johnson would have to pay $572 million to Oklahoma in this lawsuit for the opioid addiction crisis. Now, immediately, the company said that they would appeal the lawsuit. They're the only drug maker who stayed in it without settling outside of court. The surprising thing that I've heard from a lot of talking heads on this subject is that they thought the judge actually went a little light on them. That $572 million, although it seems a lot to us, was actually not as high a penalty as could have been assessed to Johnson & Johnson. In any case, they are going to appeal and take on the state of Oklahoma, tie this up in court for the next couple of years, I'm sure.
Well, it seems to me that we have the Johnson. By the way, there's always confusion between Johnson & Johnson and SC Johnson. The family company does a good job in their advertising of keeping their distance from Johnson & Johnson. You notice whenever you see an ad for an SC Johnson product, it's always a family company. Johnson & Johnson is not a family company, as you might have figured by listening to the context of this story. It's all about money.
Money.
Yeah,
the way they defended themselves is that they said since 2008, their painkillers had accounted for less than 1% of the U.S. market. They say that they don't contribute to this problem in high numbers. They say that the decision in the case is flawed, and that's why they're going to appeal on the amount of saturation in the marketplace.
Maybe there should be a class action lawsuit against all the manufacturers of opioids.
Well, that's what it's starting, actually, and I think it's
that
kind
makes
of interesting.
More sense.
Because the pharmaceutical companies, this is a vicious circle. They exist, but they're also getting prescribed by doctors and overprescribed in many cases.
Yeah.
And some of this also lies in personal responsibility. Look, I think doctors overprescribe opioid-based medications. I mean, they hand them to you when you're getting your teeth done. You know, for whatever reason, they hand you opioids instead of making it kind of like the last step before morphine or whatever. But what I think is a problem is that once people have a taste of this, if they are an addict, if they are addicted to this, then they start going to multiple doctors and they actually try to game the system. I think we'd be far more successful, and these lawsuits I know matter to people and money matters to people, but we'd be far more successful if we could figure out a way to tighten up the way that we track people's prescription drugs. That was the one good thing in my mind from Obamacare, is that they were starting to get a system where they were tracking people's prescriptions. But there, I don't know how we can make that better, because clearly people are still finding ways around it.
Yeah. All right, a couple of related stories. One of them comes from Illinois, where a death is the first in the country linked to vaping. The health officials here are saying that this happened, by the way, I think on Friday or Saturday. The person had vaped, hospitalized, severe respiratory illness, died from that respiratory problem. A number of cases reported now of people being hospitalized with some kind of respiratory symptom after using e-cigarettes or vaping has doubled in Illinois in the past week. So what's in the stuff kind of reminds me of, well, remember we talked about the Dominican Republic when people were dropping off like flies, drinking bad alcohol?
Right.
Is there a batch of these things that are got stuff? I mean, they're bad enough to begin with.
Well, none of them have been regulated by the FDA. None of them. Juul, not any of those bigger brands. None of them. They're just Blue. That's another popular one. So who knows what's in? They can put anything they want in it.
There are 200 reports from 22 states of people who have severe lung illnesses associated with these e-cigarettes.
Yep.
There's the government. What do you expect from your...
Right.
Instead, the government is busy trying to screw the farmer, trying to screw the products that are being grown on good, healthy farms. They're all over that. But they're not all over this because there's so much money. It's so disgusting how the government has become so corrupt. I was talking about corruption in governments in South America. Some of them can hold no candle to what we have here. The government, and I wouldn't think that by this time we'd be fed up with it. You see these sorts of things. Parents who have kids who are using this stuff. First of all, it's your fault because you're not paying attention to what your children are doing. But the other side
there
of that,
also
the other
so many,
hand.
I agree with that to a point, but there's no smell on it. Middle school kids are doing it like at recess, you know, unless you're going to search every kid's backpack, which I've done, and other people that presents a different issue. It's not the easiest thing to eradicate. It really isn't.
All right. So, Jennifer, will you tell us about what happened in California with this bill that allows medical marijuana to be smoked in schools?
Yeah,
that's going to start.
Well, I don't know if it is going to start. It's another proposal that you could use medical marijuana for treatments on campus during school hours.
No.
I don't know if it's going to go anywhere. I don't know that it should.
No.
I mean, I think drinking red wine is good for my heart. That doesn't mean I'm going to be able to do it in high school math class, you know?
Well, so the medical, it's not just for certain illnesses or conditions. It's just they're trying to say if you have a medical marijuana card in California, then you can just smoke anywhere anytime. Is that
right?
What the bill
essentially
is?
And mostly this will probably be on college campuses, because to get a medical marijuana card, I think you have to be 18. So I think for higher education, it'll happen more on college campuses.
So then they're just going to smoke regular, not recreational weed on campus.
It's such a joke, because here's the thing. There are many great uses for marijuana. I'm not doubting that, and people use it for all sorts of things, and that's great. But in California, it's almost a joke, because anybody who says they have a headache has a medical marijuana card. And so that's why recreational marijuana isn't doing so well in the state, because everybody already had medical marijuana cards that wanted to smoke it and get it legally. So I don't know. I don't know if this makes a whole lot of sense. Maybe under certain conditions, you know, if it's a kid who needs it for epilepsy or whatever it is, maybe that's one thing. But to make it a broad, sweeping piece of legislation, I don't know. Doesn't feel right.
Yeah, it doesn't feel right. You're right about that. In a moment, something that does feel right here on the DJV program, 15 past the hour.
I was a pack-a-day smoker for 33 years. You could see the look in their eye, like they recognized the smell on you, and you just die a little inside because you knew you offended someone. Since I switched to Juul, I don't even think twice about it. It's like a weight lifted off of you.
Stacy made the switch in 2016. To make the switch, visit JUUL.com. Juul Labs compensated this individual for the time and expenses in providing this testimonial. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Asthma symptoms can attack anywhere, like on a city street. Now you can get fast relief anywhere with new improved Primatene Mist, the only FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. So whether you need relief of symptoms at the park or at your kitchen table, Primatene Mist starts working quickly, opening up your airways to restore free breathing. For temporary relief of mild symptoms of intermittent asthma, use Primatene Mist and breathe easy again. Available at CVS, Rite Aid, and Walgreens. Use as directed.
Honey, I just switched the family to Boost Mobile, and we got so much more.
Awesome. Like what?
We got four free LG Stylo 5 phones for the whole family. Four lines for just $25 per line per month with unlimited gigs. I smashed up the car a bit. And they have a super reliable, super fast nationwide network.
Whoa, four free LG... Wait, back up. Did you just say you...
Four free LG Stylo 5 phones? Yep.
No. Something about the car?
Oh, you mean Boost super reliable, super fast network.
Before that, the car smashing thing.
The smashing deal we got. Four lines for just $25 per line per month?
No. Between the four lines for $25 per line per month and the unlimited gigs part, you said I smashed up the car a bit.
I did. It's completely smashed. We need a new vehicle. But four free phones.
Boost Mobile, the switch that gives you more. Offer ends 9/16/19 or while supplies last. Requires one port from eligible carrier and activation. One free device per line. Includes mobile optimized data. Additional terms and restrictions apply. Offers and coverage not available everywhere. See BoostMobile.com or retailer for full details.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
Have you heard what President Trump said recently?
Newsmax, you like Newsmax. I like it too.
Now you can watch Newsmax TV and get the truth about Trump from Bill O'Reilly, Mike Reagan, Alan Dershowitz, Pat Buchanan, and more. Newsmax TV is America's fastest growing cable news channel. Now in 70 million homes. Find Newsmax on DirecTV, Dish, Xfinity, Spectrum, Optimum, Fios, UVerse, and more systems. See Newsmax TV today. It's real news for real people.
All right, let's get to something that I think most people will think is a good idea. The Hasbro Toy Company announcing that beginning next year, they're going to phase out plastic from all their new product packaging, plastic elements like poly bags and elastic bands, shrink wrap, window sheets, that sort of thing. Their ambition is to eliminate virtually all plastic in packaging by the end of 2022. The chairman of the company said, quote, "Removing plastic from our packaging is the latest advancement in our more than decade-long journey to create a more sustainable future for our business and our world." So Hasbro is a pretty good company from what I remember anyway. They go
well,
long
we've got enough with the plastic toys, so we don't really need more plastic packaging on top of that.
So how would you make toys if you didn't make them out of plastic? What would you use?
Wood.
Just out of curiosity. Wood.
Good old-fashioned wood. In fact, there was a Made in America company on, I think, Fox and Friends yesterday that had all these cool toys. I actually thought of you because they're so up your alley. Really cool-looking wood toys.
Farm
that they
toys.
Yeah, that they finish in beeswax. Really cool-looking.
Oh, that used to be done a long time ago.
Yeah.
And then it was stopped for whatever the reason, maybe because they don't have enough beeswax.
Well, plastic is cheaper than wood.
Yeah.
So everything was replaced.
Everything, whatever is cheap, is that's what they're going to do. But you're right. All of the old toys, when I was a kid, everything was made out of wood. All the toys were made out of wood. Some of them, I remember the toy guns used to be made out of plastic, I think, at that time. But most of the things we played with were all made out of wood. You're right. The trains.
Do you guys remember
whittling was a very... Set. Yeah, whittling was something that you guys also did, right? In your spare times, you made your own toys.
Plenty of time. Yeah, very nice. Yeah. There's a zinger there. What'd you say, Adam?
I was going to say, do you guys remember those wooden rubber band guns?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That's my childhood.
I didn't have one.
I love those things.
Wooden rubber band
guns? Hey, you like stretch the rubber band over the gun part and whammo.
All right. Yeah. To put it around my finger so I wouldn't forget something. 21 after the hour on the DJB program.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month, you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go. Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
23 and change after the hour. Music time here on the DJV program. Here's Lauren Elena. She's going to reschedule the launch date for her upcoming That Girl Was Me tour because she joined this season's Dancing with the Stars. So what do we think of that, ladies? How is she going to do? What do we know about her dancing ability?
I think she'll get more of a boost from doing Dancing with the Stars and then releasing her album than vice versa. So that's probably good for her.
So that's why she's rescheduled. Was it, did somebody think it through? Or they just thought, well, we won't be able to promote it.
Oh, I'm sure it's strategic, don't you think? Because people are going to... People already know her from American Idol, but now she's going to be doing Dancing with the Stars. It'll be a whole new audience. I don't know. I think she'll get more people interested. She kind of is struggling in the middle of country music. She opens for a lot of people, got a great voice, but this will maybe elevate her a bit.
So does she have an agent? Do people like this have an agent and they peddle? Are these people that are on Dancing with the Stars being peddled by agents?
Oh, gosh, yeah.
Yeah.
Are they?
Probably have a list of 100 people every year to consider to be on the cast. Oh, for sure. Sure.
Really? Okay.
Well, it hasn't been on for over a year as well, so they have bigger names this time around than they've had recently.
Would you consider her to be a big name or a bigger name?
Well, I know who she is. I remember watching the season on American Idol. I know she, I think Blake Shelton took her out on tour and I think she opened for him. And I definitely know who she is, so I agree with Jen. I think she's going to get a good boost from this.
Yeah. Lauren has pushed the launch date to September, from September to January of next year. That Girl With Me tour, special guest Fillmore, now kicks off with two nights in Nashville on January 15th and 16th. So the seasons, they have two seasons a year, usually Dancing with the Stars, the beginning of the fall season and then the spring season. They'll be done with this by Christmas, right? And that would have it starts now and goes through Christmas.
Well, if she's going to be on the road in January, then... Yes.
A lot of new TV shows will start earlier because they have more of them, right, Jennifer? They'll start probably in the next week or so.
I don't think they start till after Labor Day in September, but Dancing with the Stars, middle of the month. I know.
Hello.
Don't remember.
Knock, knock. Labor
Leave
Day.
Leave me alone.
I know.
By the way, we'll be on the air live on Labor Day morning. As long as I can make everything work, I may have to go over to CRN, Jennifer. We'll have to see.
You're going
to
be here. Good.
I will be here. I got to take care of Miles for Labor Day weekend because the boys and girls in the mom and pop suits are busy doing something. Megan says, will you come take care of Miles for the weekend? Sure.
They're going to let you stay alone with him?
Well, he was. What do you mean? Let me stay alone. He's been.
Is this when I'm finally going to get to meet Miles? I have not met him.
That would be. That's probably a good idea. You know, let's plan that for sometime over the weekend. All right, let's go back to Lauren Orlando, shall we, please? Back in May, she posted a video announcement saying, "I can finally tell you the big announcement I promised weeks ago. I've never been more excited or nervous to share something. I'm going on my first headlining tour this fall." Before she hits the road, she'll join former Fifth Harmony singer Allie Brooke, Supremes legend Mary Wilson, actors James Vanderbeek, Kate Flannery, is it Kel Mitchell? I don't know who Kel Mitchell
is. Yep, from King
Sean
and
Spicer.
Kel, yeah.
All these people are on the Dancing with the Stars thing. Okay, so that's good. That's cool. Next up, musically, Miranda Lambert. Back again in the spotlight. She's there at least once a week, it would seem. She and Maren Morris released a new joint single called Way Too Pretty for Prison. What an interesting title. Let's listen to this for a second. Don't come with Chardonnay. The bars there ain't got boys to buy a drink. We stick out like two bottle blondes. I must admit it don't sound fun. Huh. What do you think of this? Way too pretty.
I like it. To me, this is Miranda at her best. The last album was too deep and dark. This is like, this album so far, I've been liking everything.
She's with the High Women. Also joining Miranda on the last leg of her Roadside Bars and Pink Guitar Tour is Maren Morris. So they're singing this together, right?
Mm-hmm.
This is a duet with the two of them. Okay. So that's that news. 28 after the hour, DJB time.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
Now's the time to join the Brotherhood of Muscle, because we're offering Dodge Power Dollars, which means for each horsepower, you'll get $10 off. Roll out in a Challenger SRT Hellcat Red Eye and get $7,970 off. Maybe you'll take off in a Dodge Charger or share your summer in a Durango. Hurry into the Dodge Summer Clearance event now and save. See dealer for details. Take retail delivery from dealer stock by 9/3/19. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Have you ever tried to plan a vacation and the hotel costs, airfare, and pet sitter all add up to one big never mind? Well, it's time to embrace the adventure and go RVing instead. GoRVing.com is your one-stop shop for all things RV camping. Browse the different types of RVs, find a rental agent or dealer near you, and compare the costs. Explore more than 16,000 RV parks and campgrounds nationwide, and even plan your menus for the trip. Find out what you've been missing at GoRVing.com. That's GoRVing.com.
Johnny got a toy golf set when he was 3, and from that day on, he was hooked. All he wanted to do was golf, golf, golf. He'd be on the links before school, after school. All he ever wanted was to go pro. And then, one day, when he was holding his grandson and thinking about his 12 handicap, Johnny realized it just might not happen for him. But you know what did happen for him? He switched to Geico and saved a bunch of money on car insurance. So, that was good, and so was hanging out with his grandson.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
One by one, 16 women who say they were sexually abused by Jeffrey Epstein poured out their anger, lashing out at him as a coward and a manipulator after a judge gave them their day in court that they were denied when he killed himself behind bars. The hearing was convened by U.S. District Judge Richard Berman, who presided over the case after federal prosecutors had Epstein arrested last month. In addition to the women who spoke, statements from over a dozen others were read in court by their lawyers. A boat carrying dozens of migrants bound for Europe capsized in the Mediterranean Sea off Libya with at least 40 people missing and presumed drowned, according to UN officials. A support group reported it had gotten a call from someone on the vessel crying and shouting that passengers were already dead. At least 65 migrants, mostly from Sudan, were rescued, according to a spokesman for Libya's Coast Guard, with a search halted for those still missing. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text 211 to 350-350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text 211 to 350-350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's D-O-1-1 to 350-350.
Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Why not have fun, right? 70% of the U.S. is angry, so we'll cater to the 30% that isn't. And maybe we can convert some of those people who are angry. How do you do? This is the DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan on the ready. As a matter of fact, I was somebody was commenting on the two of you and how restrained, just looking at a note. So he said, I sang the theme to Popeye the Sailor Man.
And someone was wondering how our ears weren't bleeding.
No, well, they thought you supported me very well. In fact, I was asked by this person who appreciated your point of view, as far as my singing is concerned, regarding professionalism on the air. This person said, Rush Limbaugh wouldn't sing on the air. And I thought to myself, well, he's off this week, so no, he's not going to sing. Dave Ramsey.
Now, wait, are you being criticized for not being professional on the air? Is that what the tone of this is?
Well,
other people wouldn't sing on the air, but Doug Steffen will.
Right, exactly. That's kind of.
So this is a slam on you.
This might be a little slam. Yeah.
Who said this? Just so we can
I don't like this. Yeah.
You don't like people slamming, taking shots at me?
We're only allowed to. Yeah, we're allowed to. I mean, it's fair game for us, but not for other people.
Hello, ding, ding,
and
ding.
By the way, who's seriously listening to us looking for quote unquote professionalism?
Yeah, come on.
You're in the wrong place. I mean, I feel like you're a little misguided, sir.
Oh, ding, 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 ding. This is not the show they use when they send you to radio school.
Broadcast 101.
Yeah.
Tis not.
And I was just trying to think about Hannity singing on the air.
I'm sure that's probably happened maybe once or twice.
Yeah, maybe. Victoria has some food news.
Yes.
So where are we?
But it's for Jen. This is a story all about Jen.
Okay.
So we know, if you know Jennifer Horn, you know how much you know how much she loves a pumpkin spice latte from Starbucks.
Mm-hmm.
And this year, the buzz from Starbucks was that they are launching the PSL. That's what people in the know call it, Doug.
PSL would stand for what?
Pumpkin spice latte.
Oh,
what's your problem?
Thank you.
Oh, my gosh. Professionalism, people. Okay,
yeah.
So the PSL has launched...
I'm Popeye the Sailor Man.
PSL has launched earlier than ever this year. It is in stores right now. The lines, I can see the virtual lines happening all around the country. And Starbucks has something else that's kind of cool this year. If you don't want the PSL, because it does have a lot of sugar in it, if you don't want that, they have a brand new pumpkin cream cold brew coffee. So cold brew coffee is really, really smooth. It's they literally brew it and steep it for 12 hours, and it doesn't have any of the bitterness that a regular Starbucks coffee has. So that's their newest invention. They actually haven't had, since the pumpkin spice latte, they have not introduced any other pumpkin flavoring. So this is a big deal for them. Now, not to be outdone, Dunkin' Donuts is in the news as well. And we all love some Dunkin' Donuts. They have a brand new cinnamon sugar pumpkin signature latte. So technically it could still be a PSL. Now, this is an iced latte. It's milk that's blended with espresso, and then it has pumpkin and cinnamon flavors. It's topped with whipped cream, a caramel drizzle, and cinnamon sugar on top. Here's the bad news. This will be cheaper than going to Starbucks if you really want to get, like, that pumpkin spice kind of flavoring. It is also in stores right now, so it's full-on competition with Starbucks. However, some dietitians have weighed in, and the amount of sugar in it is no bueno. It is not good.
But that's a surprise to you? Come on.
Well, that's why I can only have, like, one or two PSLs during the year. Because they're bad, too, even if you do the low-fat
milk. One a day? How much coffee do you drink a day?
No, I said a couple of times
a season. I don't think a PSL from Starbucks is this bad, though. One Dunkin' Donuts pumpkin spice signature latte has 55
Dunkin'
grams.
Dunkin' Donuts, a lot of sugar in most of the stuff.
Well, listen to this. It's 55 grams of sugar in one of these. I know.
But that's how they get people in there, because the stuff that they have basically sucks. So
I mean,
they cover it up with sugar, and there you go.
Sugar bomb. Oh.
Well said.
That is, and that's way more than their donuts have. I mean, this is definitely probably the unhealthiest thing.
A sugar bomb.
Yeah.
It's sugar time.
They say one packet of sugar is 4 grams of sugar. So think about having 13 packets of sugar in one drink.
Just for another comparison, a can of Red Bull.
He's back. Who is this phantom voice? He's back.
This is the lovely and talented Adam. Yes, Adam.
A can of Red Bull is 52 grams of sugar. So it's more than a Red Bull.
Yeah. Anybody who's in their right mind, which must not mean you, because it sounds like you drink that crap. You drink that stuff at your own risk, pal. Here's something else maybe you're going to try at your own risk. The new KFC is another one of these outfits. Beyond Meat and KFC are partnering now to test a fried chicken made from plants called Beyond Fried Chicken. It's starting today in Atlanta. Customers get a free sample when they purchase anything with the store today just to get their feedback. Their thoughts will be considered as KFC evaluates a broader test or tries to have a potential national rollout. Multiple fast food restaurants testing all this stuff. There's an ad running. Is it the Burger King ad you see on TV all the time with people referring to it? I don't know that it's well done because I don't know that it's associated with... I just know the description of the burger, but I don't know for whom it is, where the bell tolls here. Is it is McDonald's? Is it only Burger King that has this?
Yes,
this,
the Impossible Whopper. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, really? Okay. So
I think
that means
McDonald's has
McDonald's going to have to do something. They can't not do that.
Well, they've been a little hesitant so far, and I don't really know why. So maybe they're trying to figure out if they should just
Carl's
do a regular
Jr.,
veggie
Jennifer.
Burger.
Can you imagine this? Carl's Jr. sells the greasiest, most horrible burgers in the world.
Really?
Now they're selling. Oh, my God.
I don't
Carl's
think they're
Jr.?
That bad, actually. They do the Angus burger and stuff. I don't think they're that bad. When was the last time you ate a hamburger at Carl's Jr.?
Well, I went in with my son and saw him once.
Oh, by association. I see.
What is wrong with that? What is the why the eyebrow raised on that one?
Because
Brendan,
you don't even eat meat. How can you
Brendan,
say that that burger stinks when you don't even eat it?
Brendan's brought me into an In-N-Out Burger place, and he brought me to a Carl's Jr. once, and he brought me to what's the other? There's another burger joint in L.A. That's well known. In-N-Out he likes.
In-N-Out is the best.
Pretty good.
That's
Carl's
pretty legendary.
I have friends.
I don't eat meat, but I have friends
I
who go to
they
L.A.
Have
just
other
to
stuff.
Go to.
They
I
have
told
other
you, you can get
In-N-Out
the grill.
Now.
Well, the only they don't actually. If you look at the menu, they have a secret menu at In-N-Out, so that's what you have to Google, and you can get a grilled cheese on the secret menu.
Okay, so that's what I'll do.
Yeah.
So anyway, there's a Beyond Meat. Are they selling this stuff in stores too? Beyond Meat, is this something
Beyond,
that's available?
Beyond
the, is most of the most of the Boca burgers and veggie burgers are
right.
All right, go ahead.
Am I losing my mind?
No, you're fine. Go ahead.
No, Beyond is in stores, and Impossible is not in retail stores yet, but they're working on home products.
With my mic on.
Well, you just, like, talked over me, like, four times in a row, and you never do that, so I'm like, I wonder if there's a delay?
I was just all worked
like,
up
is this
it.
Thing on?
Anyway.
Professionalism,
okay.
People.
So before we lose sight of the food news, what's this peanut butter? Based on the candidates. What the heck is that?
What?
Oh, this is my favorite. Because I love peanut butter, and everybody running for president, they're a bunch of nuts. So it's perfect, right? It's the perfect combination. There's for 2020, they have decided to come out with some new peanut butter. Weirdy Nuts, or Nerdy Nuts, I'm sorry. Nerdy Nuts released four flavors of peanut butter based on the food preferences of President Trump, Joe Biden, Elizabeth Warren, and Bernie Sanders. Mm-hmm. Each jar of the peanut butter can be purchased on the company's website, and it features the candidate's slogan. The political candidate flavors are based on the people, not their politics. So they wanted positive products that were fun, brought everyone together in a political climate. The Sanders-themed peanut butter is called Fuel the Burn. It's cinnamon raisin flavored because he eats raisin bran for breakfast. No joke about that. Well, on the campaign trail, Bernie Sanders.
It keeps him regular.
Right. Because he looks like he needs to keep things moving. I feel like anything that he would
like
put in his
broom,
mouth probably
so
stalls out somewhere broom, mid-body, right. So he needs something to push
by
it all the
everybody
way
knows that raisins and prunes are dried grapes and plums,
what?
Right?
What?
You didn't know that?
Oh, of course I knew that. Who doesn't know that? All right. Warren's winner tastes like strawberry frosting and sprinkles because she prefers the pink Homer Simpson donut. That's what Elizabeth Warren has tweeted out. President Trump's is called Trump's Triumph, and it tastes like vanilla cookies and cream because he likes Vienna wafers. But enough
breakfast?
About his women. And Joe Biden's is called Joe's Dream. And its flavor is chocolate chip because he tweeted that his favorite ice cream flavor is chocolate chip. So there you go. You can buy them all online at Nerdy Nuts.
Before we leave this, I've noticed that there's, I don't know if this is just in California, where you can get food for back to school. Is this a California thing? Or is this being offered around the country? All the free and inexpensive food you can get.
It's all around the country.
It's called Thrillist. How do you
Thrillist
sign
is
up
a, is an LA Thrillist is an LA website, and they'll still have national chains featured, so you can see some of the free food deals.
What is it, coupon?
The best thing is Google free back to school deals in your area, and there are a lot of restaurants who are giving kids free stuff during back to school season. Yeah.
Okay. There you go. 45 after the hour on the DJV program.
I'm pretty handy around the house, but now that I have kids, I don't want to spend my Saturday installing a toilet or fixing an air conditioner.
But thankfully, there's HomeAdvisor. HomeAdvisor helps me find the best home pros in my area to handle any kind of project. You can read reviews of the pros, check their availability, and even book appointments online. And what my wife loves most is that HomeAdvisor is completely free to use.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started.
HomeAdvisor.
Johnny got a toy golf set when he was three, and from that day on, he was hooked. All he wanted to do was golf, golf, golf. He'd be on the links before school, after school. All he ever wanted was to go pro. And then, one day, when he was holding his grandson and thinking about his 12 handicap, Johnny realized it just might not happen for him. But you know what did happen for him? He switched to Geico and saved a bunch of money on car insurance. So that was good, and so was hanging out with his grandson.
Driving is freedom. The freedom to keep moving, to control your destiny, and to choose your path. And now, that freedom fits in the palm of your hand. It's called Ford Pass, the only app that gives you roadside assistance. Ford Pass rewards, and now when you buy or lease a new Ford, earn points you can use toward flexible complimentary maintenance that gives you, well, more freedom. Ford Pass, built to keep you moving. Built Ford proud. Visit your participating Ford dealership to find out about getting flexible complimentary maintenance when you buy or lease a new Ford and sign up for rewards.
Roadside assistance is included for certain Ford owners and available to everyone for a per service fee. Ford reserves the right to change program details without obligations. Visit your participating dealer or FordPassRewards.com for program rules and restrictions. Ford Pass, compatible with select smartphone platforms, is available via download.
Honey, I just switched the family to Boost Mobile, and we got so much more.
Awesome. Like what?
We got four free LG Stylo 5 phones for the whole family. Four lines for just $25 per line per month with unlimited gigs. I smashed up the car a bit. And they have a super reliable, super fast nationwide network.
Whoa, four free LG... Wait, back up. Did you just say you...
Four free LG Stylo 5 phones? Yep.
No. Something about the car?
Oh, you mean Boost super reliable, super fast network.
Before that, the car smashing thing.
What? The smashing deal we got? Four lines for just $25 per line per month?
No. Between the four lines for $25 per line per month and the unlimited gigs part, you said I smashed up the car a bit.
I did. It's completely smashed. We need a new vehicle. But four free phones.
Boost Mobile, the switch that gives you more. Offer ends 9/16/19 or while supplies last. Requires one port from eligible carrier and activation. One free device per line. Includes mobile optimized data. Additional terms and restrictions apply. Offers and coverage not available everywhere. See BoostMobile.com or retailer for full details.
Hey, have you heard that ransomware attacks have increased by 500% this year?
Yeah, cybercriminals are targeting all types of businesses, encrypting their data and holding it hostage unless they pay up.
What if we're their next victim?
Don't worry. We have Barracuda to detect, prevent, and recover from ransomware and other advanced threats.
So we're secured?
Absolutely. We'll pay no ransom and keep this business up and running.
That's a relief.
Protect your business at Barracuda.com. Barracuda. Your journey secured.
All right, so from the, this is, I guess, from the bacon and egg department, or maybe the gossip department, Emmanuel Macron has taken a shot at the president of Brazil, not because of the business, all the discussion about the fires down there, but apparently this guy, Bolsonaro, took a shot at Macron's wife. Isn't she, she's older, right, than he is?
She
I remember
is,
that?
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. She was so apparently, a teacher.
What'd she
be? No, yes, she was.
Really? Oh, was she?
Yes. Her?
Anyway, this guy took a shot at her because of the age difference, and apparently Macron didn't like it much, so a little Facebook back and forth. Even the president get into this stuff. It's 10 before the hour.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
92.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
After the hour here on the DJV program, a lot of discussion lately. We've talked a little on the air about investments, portfolios, that sort of thing, and to calm down when it comes to bad news in the markets. It's something probably most investors who are smart ignore. If you're a little concerned, maybe we ought to do a little research here on our own. So I've invited Gene Goldman, who is the Chief Investment Officer and Director of Research at Cetera Investment Management, to talk about investments and what we ought to know. Isn't the fall, I guess maybe starting in a normal circumstance, around Labor Day, don't the markets get a little stronger anyway, Gene?
Yeah, that's maybe. I mean, market September and October tend to be a little bit of a weaker month for the markets, just because the summer doldrums, markets tend to get a little bit more volatile. You know, obviously, you know, we've had like October with the great market crash of 1987. So you remember that. But
yep.
I think more importantly, though, as you said earlier, volatility is going to pick up. This is one thing we've been telling our advisors and clients. Market volatility is going to jump because you're trying to read all these tea leaves, you know, from tweets, from the trade war with China, what's the Fed going to do with slowing economic data. But at the same time, the consumer is very strong and services data is very strong. So you have all this, you know, mishmashing into market reactions, pushing markets up and pushing markets down in a very volatile way.
All right. So the check-in, somebody like you, is it necessary for people to go to folks like you or people that work on your staff, or can people figure this out on their own?
I would definitely work with a financial advisor. You know, we have 8,000 financial advisors all across the country. A financial advisor is important for you, for your client or your investors to work with, or your listeners to work with, just because, think about it, if I get sick, I'm not going to do a self-diagnosis. I'm going to go see the expert. I'm going to go see a doctor. Just like with the changes in markets, you know, we are in the longest economic expansion since 1854 in the United States. We're in the longest bull market ever. Things can change pretty quickly, and you need that advisor who has the experience to kind of navigate through those uncertainties going forward.
All right. So as much as it could be self-serving, it really isn't. It's self-serving for the client as well as for the people who are trying to do this kind of financial advice. But there are all kinds of financial advisors. And there are people who sell product, and that's how they make their money. There are people who advise and charge by the hour. How do you know who it is that you should be sticking your dipstick in to figure out what's what?
I'm always a big believer in using a financial advisor that charges a fee based on the account size. So therefore, as your account grows, the advisor's fee grows. So basically, both you and the advisor are on the same page, on the same side of the table. You know, the advisor is incented not to sell a certain product that you have to have in your portfolio, but instead, they're incented for your account to grow, because as your account grows, their compensation grows.
Right.
I'm a big believer in those types of financial advisors.
All right, so I misspoke a little. September and October, yeah, I remembered back to the late 80s and what happened in October. I really would kind of like you to spread it out and see where, let's find out from you where you think the markets are headed for the rest of this year anyway, and then maybe what, as an election year next year, bodes for us.
Mm-hmm.
Or can you really tell, because things change, they're so volatile?
I think if you want to summarize how we feel for the rest of this year and next year, we're cautiously optimistic, and we're cautiously optimistic for three reasons. So number one, we truly believe the trade war will be resolved faster than most people anticipate. You look at the effect on the stock markets, on the economic data. Like in the U.S., manufacturing data is weakening because of the trade war. In China, Chinese GDP is at a 27-year low. So the effect on the economy, the effect on the stock market, and the third thing is the effect on Chinese demographics. You know, it's a very aging population in China. The second reason for optimism in the markets is the Fed. The Fed is on our side. They are cutting rates. This is good for your listeners because that means lower credit card rates, lower mortgage rates. They're stimulating the economy. And the third point is that the economy is actually okay. People talk about, you know, I mentioned manufacturing data is weak, but the consumer is in great shape. The consumer is confident. We're at a 50-year low in unemployment. All great news. But the one guarantee, as we've talked about this a couple times now, that the one guarantee that we have for the rest of this year and next year, volatility is going to pick up dramatically. You know, on average, a stock market moves plus or minus 1% about one out of every four business days. Mm-hmm. We've been averaging a lot lower than that. It's going to pick up as we start to read these tea leaves, read these conflicting information about the trade war, about Washington, about the election next year, as you mentioned, even Brexit later this year. Lots of things are coming down on the market, which is going to drive this market volatility. And this is causing China to be very, very aging, and they don't really have a social infrastructure. This is why China is trying to convert from a manufacturing-based to a consumer-based economy.
Yep. All right. That's very interesting. Yeah, check out what Gene and his company are recommending. Go to their website, Cetera.com, C-E-T-E-R-A, Cetera.com. Gene Goldman, who is the Chief Financial, the Investment Officer, and their Director of Research at Cetera, here with us on the DJV program. Gene, thanks.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.